share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. When will these sick practices end? The issue of female students getting their pads checked in schools and a teacher making rape jokes are still being hotly discussed around the country. What's more disturbing is that there's still a group of Malaysians simply waiting to discredit these girls and their experiences, all because it doesn't fit their narrative of society. When we refuse to bring up cases like these, what happens is that abuse becomes more rampant, and students who are abused wouldn't dare to simply bring it up due to the fear of being ridiculed. Twitter user Davia, at @ayivadinisrod, said how despite lodging a report to PDRM countless times, there are still groups on Telegram selling child pornographic materials. Speaking to World of Buzz, Davia said she saw a number of people talking about these Telegram groups resurfacing again, and she is an anonymous member of a few groups. First thing I see on my Telegram homepage is a guy typing about child porn, CP. So I clicked on it and saw that he also shared pictures and is promoting some pics to sell CP pictures and videos. At the time of reporting, the child pornographic content has allegedly been deleted from this group, but they continue to share other unethical content, including spycam footages. There were also videos of adults raping children in this one group. Davia mentioned that she hasn't checked other groups yet. These men allegedly share child pornographic videos on TamTam Messenger and then sell them on Telegram. PDRM, you mentioned that the Interpol is getting involved to eradicate these issues. Where's the update? Why is nothing happening? Malaysians also pointed out that PDRM officers are quick to arrest those who point out the injustice happening in the country but turn a blind eye towards issues like this. Another Malaysian also tagged Dato Saifuddin Abdullah, Minister of Communications and Multimedia, demanding action to be taken and making groups like their top priority. Where can our children find safety? Schools? Homes? Who are these sick people sharing this content and the equally sickening people who are profiting from it? We can only hope that the government and the police finally make some long-term decisions to eradicate this once and for all. Also read. Private photos leaked without consent and no one can help? Here's what you can do. Source. Davia D. Twitter source. Davia D. Twitter source. Provided to WOB source. Provided to WOB. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.